Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very interesting hadith. And the reason why it's so interesting is that this hadith is actually about another hadith. To explain, in this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is asked about a hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet. It's a very famous hadith. Everybody's heard this hadith. And a lot of people interpret it in various ways which sometimes are not so accurate based on what we're going to learn about today. This hadith says, اختلاف أمتي رحمة. The Holy Prophet said, the اختلاف of my nation is a mercy. So this is like a difference of opinion regarding the meaning of this word اختلاف here. A lot of people say that the disparagement, the conflict in my nation is a mercy, right? Like the people differing with one another, arguing with one another, having differences of opinion with one another, this is a mercy. And then they go on and they explain how this could be a mercy and so on and so forth, right? So this is one of those hadiths and traditions which are interpreted in a lot of different ways. So one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, whose name was Abdul Mu'min al Ansari, so he comes to the Imam and says the following. He says, verily some people narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, the separation, the ikhtilaf of my community is a mercy. And they were truthful. So I asked that if their separation is a mercy, then is their congregation a chastisement? It's interesting. So this person kind of, based on the interpretation that he kind of understood from this hadith, he says that if the separation of a group of people from the ummah is a mercy, then they're coming back to the ummah. Would it be a punishment? Would it be a kind of chastisement for the ummah? What's going on here? What is this hadith imply here? Can you explain it to me? The Imam replied in the following. It is not as you understand it, nor as they understood it. Actually, he, meaning the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meant to allude to the following saying of God Almighty. But why should not there go forth a group from each of their sections? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alluding to this verse of the Holy Quran. This is a famous verse of the Holy Quran, which encourages people from different parts of the Islamic world to go forth, to leave their homes, to come to centers of learning, to learn about religion, and then go back to their communities. So the Prophet was alluding to this verse of the Holy Quran. In continuation, the Imam says, so he commanded them to go forth to the Prophet, to come visit the Prophet and to frequent him and learn from him, then to return to their people and teach them, so that what is meant is physical separation from their cities or their villages or wherever they're from, not separation or difference with regards to religion of Allah. For verily, the religion of Allah is one. It doesn't mean that, you know, there are various distinctions and differences of opinion, the different madhahib, the different sects within Islam, this is something good and this is a mercy and this is actually something that shouldn't be prevented. No, this is not what this means. Rather, it refers to separation, leaving one's cities and coming and learning Islam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the ikhtilaf of the nation and its being a mercy in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.